Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Evan and Tiki on the Fan. I heard something, and when I heard it, I got very nervous because usually when this man speaks, he knows something. He's not just saying it like, oh, I have an idea, like he's heard something. The guy I'm talking about is one of our great coworkers, Boomer Esiason. Mm-hmm. When Boomer says something on the radio, it usually is spot on.
Boomer Esiason!
I'm not going to hire Mike Brown. Yeah. I would be shocked.
That was an anomaly. I mean, that was just an old...
I'm reporting it's the Admirals.
That was another anomaly.
Boomer Esiason!
That's not fair. But here's what he said this morning about the NFL expanding to 18 games and what a new schedule could look like. Take a listen.
Now, I think if they go to 18 games... and they saw the popularity of college football on Labor Day weekend. Guess what?
Yeah.
You can see a Labor Day weekend opening all the way to President's Day, where, you know, President's Day weekend, where the Super Bowl would be on that Sunday, which we all would love.
Yeah, the President's Day thing, no biggie. But back in the day, we used to have Labor Day NFL. Mm-hmm. You played on Labor Day NFL.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Yeah, it felt like nobody was paying attention.
It's the summer.
Yeah, it feels like, especially, I think we had, or whatever it is, we had one of those early games out in Arizona, and I remember feeling like this was practice. And nobody was around.
Right.
Because it was still extended summer out there because of how hot it is, and so nobody was out. It was so bad. And I don't know why they ultimately changed it, and probably that, just compete. With the to not try to compete with the last weekends of people trying to get vacations in, and you know they want kids back in school and back in their regular routines before you start throwing football into your Sunday afternoons. Also, it just feels different. Like the weather is different once you hit September, at least for us in the Northeast.
And oh no, completely.
It starts to feel like football post Labor Day.
In 1997. Opening day for the New York Giants was on Sunday, August 31st.
Yes, that was the day Princess Diana passed away.
Is that the same day?
Same day.
Crazy.
Wow. The middle of that night.
That's nuts. That is not NFL football. I'm sorry. And I know the NFL are pigs, and they want to be on every day of the week, and they want to push this like they have with Black Friday and Christmas Day and President's Day I'm good with. I think that's an inevitability that Boomer's right about.
Kick it back. Make it a holiday.
You cannot have football before Labor Day. I know, even college football, maybe I'm biased saying this because I'm not the biggest college football fan in the world.
Yeah, they have that week zero.
But come on. You can't have it. Even you guys hate that.
Well, we love the Saturday college football. I do something at my house every year. But again, we make it something. It's different than watching your NFL team where you're locked in 3 hours, excited for the game. It's more a bunch of dudes hanging out, drinking beers, and gambling.
Outside when it's warm out.
In the pool.
Yes. Correct. You're making it an end of summer event and combining football, which I think a lot of people do. You can't really do that with the NFL. It's just different. I would be very anti this.
I hate it. Tiki's right. Push it back.
Yeah. The winter's miserable enough. Half your stadiums are domes.
Keep pushing. We all have like crazy ideas. We've done this a couple of times on Evan and Tiki where I'm like, all right, tell me your dumbest sports idea that you truly believe. One of my quote unquote dumbest sports ideas that I truly believe is I actually wouldn't start the NFL season until November 1st. Right? I'd start it November.
November 1st.
That's right. And so everything gets pushed back, which means the regular season.
So when's
March. The March Madness, the real March Madness.
I need October football. October football.
Okay, I'll meet you in the middle. October 1st it starts. Everything's back a month. And now February is the NFL playoffs. And first week of March is the Super Bowl. It's a dead time anyway.
Well, yeah, if, unless you love college basketball.
No, no, but it's ending before college basketball.
So it ends right when college basketball
ends. I think that's fair. I think that's a good meet in the middle point. You start this thing early October, and you end it with the Super Bowl in early March. Like, that I think is perfect, but when you push it up earlier, and maybe I'm biased because we live in New York, and it's still the summer, mm-hmm. and you can't have the NFL in the summer. Even preseason feels dirty.
Yeah, that's why nobody goes.
Exactly.
They're doing other stuff.
Right. So hopefully that never happens.
You know what I just thought of? You know what's been a test balloon for them?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
How many more the last couple of years daytime preseason games on the weekend have the NFL inserted?
And how crazy are they? It's 90 degrees outside. No one wants to sit out there at that time doing that.
No.
It's this weird phenomenon. Like, I go to a football game and it's 55 degrees and you would say, what a beautiful day. But if I go to a baseball game in 55 degrees, you say, oh, it's too cold. I can't go. It's mental, right?
Of course
it is. It's the same thing with a hot summer day. In football, it's disgusting. With baseball, it's beautiful. You see what I'm saying? You just can't mix the two. Once you mix the two, it just doesn't make any sense. Let's get back to your calls, 888-808-1019. A lot of discussion on grading Joe Shane earlier in the show, the latest on Giannis Antetokounmpo. It looks like they were going to have a breakup relatively soon, and I have a scientific way to answer questions about all the rumors around WFN. We'll do that a little bit later on. Let's go to Steve in Homedale, New Jersey. What's up, Steve?
What's happening, Steve?
How you doing? I have a comment to make on Joe Shane's track record, but I want to just bring up that August 31st, 1997. Obviously, that was Tiki's first game.
Yep.
It also happened to be Jim Fossil's first game.
That's true.
And it also happened to be Jim Fossil and Tom Coughlin's birthday.
Huh. How about that?
So those coins. Second quick thing up before I get to Joe Shane. At that point, with all due respect to Ike Hilliard, Tiki Barber continued the tradition at that time where the Giants' second-round draft picks always seemed to be better than their first-round picks. Mm. And you could look it up starting with Butch Wolfolk and versus Joe Morris
and
Eric Moore versus Jumbo Elliott, et cetera. Anyway, I just wanted to get those points out.
Strahan was second round and pick too. Amani.
Exactly.
That's crazy.
Exactly. But I don't think they had a first round pick the year they picked Strahan.
No, you're right. You're right about that.
But anyway, I just want to take the Joe Shane stuff from one other point of view. I tend to be a jealous guy. And with my jealousy, I tend to look at other teams. So I just want to look back at the last, at the drafts of 22, 23, and 24, and notice the pattern. The teams picked in the first, and Giants had the fifth and seventh picks in 2022.
Yep.
The teams picking before the Giants, Jacksonville, where are they now? Detroit, where are they now? Houston, where are they now? And unfortunately, the Jets, we know where they're now. In 2023, first pick, Carolina. Where are they now? Mm. Houston again. Indy was picking third. Seattle was picking fourth. And obviously that was an anomaly because of the fact that the Giants were picking in the 20s coming off of their successful 2022. But nonetheless, look at the teams picking really low and where they are now. And let's go to the most glaring example, 2024. The Bears picked first. Now, obviously, the Bears pick was Carolina's pick. But nonetheless, the Bears were pretty bad.
Yeah.
Washington picked second.
Yep.
Obviously, they suffered this year because of Jaden Daniels being out. New England. Arizona, despite them being bad, are still better than the Giants. And, of course, the Chargers picked right before the Giants. But that was a sort of an anomaly because I believe Justin Herbert missed the last several games.
Yeah, he broke his hand.
But the one thing... Yeah, but the one thing you can honestly say from watching the Giants and the Jets, you're constantly watching teams leapfrog back and forth over them. The teams that are picking wherever, they pick, they have a bad year, they pick early, they get better,
well,
then they get...
What right now the Jets and Giants are. They're bad organizations.
Yeah.
And so no matter how high you pick on a consistent basis, obviously it hasn't led yet to team success.
Yeah, but think about some of those teams that he talked about. New England... the Chargers were one. Was another team that he mentioned.
Mentioned Indianapolis.
Indianapolis Colts. Now, the jury is still out, in a sense, on Shane Steichen. But I happen to think Shane Steichen is a really good coach. He just had a bad quarterback situation.
Right.
Over, you know, especially with the Anthony Richardson thing. So, my point was, all those guys, all those teams that are drafting high in the draft, the common denominator, Detroit was another one that he said, is that they have a head coach who you know is a good head coach.
Right.
Dan Campbell's a good head coach. You look at, obviously, Steichen, who I was just mentioning. Obviously, New England with Vrabel. Like, all these teams have good head coaches. The Chargers have Jim Harbaugh. That's, as much as it is finding the quarterback, you got to have a competent head coach. You have to. Otherwise, it doesn't matter what kind of talent you bring.
And that has been the issue for both the Jets and the Giants.
Yes.
I mean, think about the head coaches that have come through that building for both teams since Tom Coughlin and since Rex Ryan. And I'm not equating Rex to Tom, but Rex was a part of some success with the Jets.
Yes.
Think about the names who walk through those doors, and it's bad.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back, and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.